Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint my lips and our ears, that your word may be spoken and heard, and Jesus Christ glorified here in our midst. Amen. What in God's name is going on at St. Peter's? That question, what in God's name has been going on here, I've been asking it since I first heard that you were going to be looking for an interim. Talking to Jeannie, seeing you wouldn't. What in God's name is going on at St. Peter's? That question, what in God's name is going on, is actually one that we have probably all said on many different occasions. But usually it's asked after a whole bunch of craziness has happened, right? You come home from work or something and the household's in the shambles and you go, what in God's name is going on here? Or you go to work and everything's crazy. Or maybe you come to church and everything's crazy. What in God's name is going on here? Or, all of my relatives back in New Zealand, you can tell from my accent that I'm from the deep south. And I'm talking the really deep south. And when I talk to them, they go, Rob, what in God's name is going on in the United States? But here's the thing. Typically, when we ask that question and we answer it with all the nonsense that might be happening. What I'm really interested in is the answer to that question, what in God's name is going on? Because most of that stuff that you're thinking of is probably not in God's name. And my task, and our task, is to discover what in God's name is going on in St. Peter's. And then how can we join God in doing more of that? Doing ministry, following Jesus, isn't something that we simply get to do. It's actually what we are doing is joining with God and what God is already doing. God was already here before I got here. And my task is to join you and God in doing more of what is happening in God's name. That's how I see the life of an interim. The task of interim ministry is to discover what in God's name is going on and how can we join God in doing more of that. So how do we do that? How do we discover when something is in God's name, or something isn't in God's name? We call that process discernment. And I don't know about you, but my experience of discernment is it's not always easy. And I think there are several reasons why it's not always easy. It's very easy, for example, to ask, God, tell me what to do. I almost guarantee you, if your life's anything like mine, if you pray that prayer, what you'll hear is this. And there won't be any laughter, trust me. And part of that reason is because God's first language is silence. And that what God offers us in the silence is not a simple answer, but actually what God offers us is God Himself, God's presence. Because the answer to all of your questions in some ways is and what God wants more than anything else is simple. It's to be God. What that means is that God doesn't want us running around being God. or trying to be God, or even telling other people what God's doing, or should be doing. So what God offers us in the silence is God's self. And the next part of this discernment process, and one that I found really helpful, is to not ask that question, what does God want us to do, but to ask the question differently. A good friend of mine, Ron English, who's a Baptist pastor, he was actually ordained by Dr. Martin Luther King in Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. And what he does these days in his work is he gets together with people and he says, what I do is I get together with people and ask the question, what is love calling us to do? And that would be a big part of the question I would ask you all at St. Peter's. What is love calling St. Peter's to do? Now, if you ask the question, what is God calling us to do and what is love calling us to do, and you get two different answers, we obviously need to do some theological reflection, because I think the answer is supposed to be the same. What are you going to do? Change your understanding of God or change your understanding of love? But I think those two are supposed to be the same. But there are lots of other voices in the room. For in our world that we find ourselves. Because I would wonder, as you're thinking about what is God calling us to do and what is love calling us to do, I'd be curious as to answer the question, what is fear calling us to do? Because I think that voice is loud and rampant in our nation. And it has a cousin, or maybe it's a brother, and it's hate. And I wonder, what is hate calling us to do? And so in the midst of all of these voices, what we need to do is to stop, to be quiet, to ponder the question, what is love? What is love calling us to do? In the course of listening to that question, what is love calling us to do? To ponder in that what God is calling us to do. Because the very heart of God is love. And as our presiding bishop would say, if it's not about love, it ain't about God. And the great expression of God's love in the world is Jesus. That Jesus is the perfect incarnation, the manifestation of God's love in the world. And what I see in our society, the Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of the Good News, has experienced identity theft. And that there are others masquerading as Jesus in this world who are not Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of the Good News. And aren't the voice of love. And one of the things that we need to do is to reclaim the voice of Jesus, the voice that is a voice of love, a voice of justice, a voice of hope, and is not a voice of fear or a voice of hate. It is our birthright, our heritage as the children of God, is to live in love, not to live in fear. And so as we begin this journey of transition, our first first task is to come back to that question of what in God's name is going on here, to discover what love is calling the people of St. Peter's to do. And so what I invite you to do right now, a moment of silence, is just to pay attention to where have you seen love in action in the last couple of weeks? Where have you seen love? To remember that experience of love. And I look forward to joining in that love and sharing that love